From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Russia's upper house of parliament has passed an amendment that would ban Americans from adopting Russian children. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow the measure still has to be signed into law.
All 143 members of Russia's Federation Council voted in support of the measure, which has sparked criticism from the West and Russian activists. The amendment is part of a larger measure created by Russian lawmakers in response to the United States' passage of the so-called Magnitsky Act. The act bars entry and freezes the assets of any Russian citizen accused of violating human rights. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the measure is an adequate response to the Magnitsky Act. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the amendment is a bad idea. The measure still has to be signed by Putin before it becomes law. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Former South African President Nelson Mandela is out of the hospital. The anti-apartheid icon has been in the hospital since December 8th, diagnosed with a lung infection and gallstones. A spokesman says the 94-year-old will receive medical care at his home in Johannesburg until he is fully recovered. A blizzard warning for much of the nation's midsection has been canceled. As Jennifer Fuller of member station WSIU in Illinois reports, powerful winter storms left dangerous conditions behind.
The National Weather Service says between 8 and 10 inches of snow fell overnight, and the region could see a few more inches before the system moves out later today. While lead forecaster Dan Spath says the snow may be tapering off, conditions will remain dangerous.
Even when the snow is gone, or the snow is not falling anymore, there will be drifting and blowing the snow, which may make it difficult to keep the roads clear and as far as trying to be have safe travel through the area.
Roads are snow and ice covered across the region, and transportation crews say the blowing and drifting snow will make things difficult for the next several days. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Fuller in Carbondale, Illinois.
The two surviving firefighters shot in an apparent ambush as they responded to a house fire in upstate New York are on the mend. Joseph Hofstetter and Theodore Scardino said in a statement, they're humbled and overwhelmed for the outpouring of support. Doctors say they're doing well and their condition has been upgraded to satisfactory. Two other firefighters died when police say William Spangler Jr. set his house on fire, then opened fire on the first responders, and then killed himself. Retail sales lower this holiday season. MasterCard Advisors and Spending Pulse report sales of jewelry, home goods, electronics, and clothing in the 2 months leading up to Christmas were up to 0.7%. That's the worst performance in 4 years and well below the 3-4% increase analysts were expecting. On Wall Street at this hour, down but just slightly. The Dow down one point right now at 13,137. The NASDAQ is also lower, down about 0.5%, down 14 points at 29.99. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1423. This is NPR. The Department of Transportation is weighing in on whether to make airlines reveal prices for baggage and other fees to online travel sites like Orbitz and Expedia. Travel industry officials and consumer advocates complain it's getting harder for consumers to know the true price of airfares so they can compare. Airlines don't want the government to regulate fee information, but consumer groups do. The DOT is working on a proposal to address the issue, but it won't be released until May because the agency is getting flooded with suggestions from both sides. Israel is fast-tracking plans to build almost 1,000 new homes in East Jerusalem. Linda Gradstein reports Palestinians say the construction is a red line.
A government planning committee asked contractors to submit bids to build 942 homes in the Gilo area of southern Jerusalem. Once a bid is awarded, construction can begin. Some 40,000 Israelis already live in Gilo, which Israel calls a neighborhood of Jerusalem and Palestinians call a settlement. It is built on land Israel conquered in 1967 and later annexed. A Palestinian spokesman said the Palestinian Authority will use all possible means to respond to the Israeli plan. The homes are among more than 5,000 new homes in East Jerusalem that Israel announced plans to build, sparking international condemnation. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Among the new laws taking effect in 2013, measures on gay rights. Voter-approved laws allowing same-sex couples to marry take effect in Maine next Saturday and in Maryland next month. California is also banning a medically discredited form of psychotherapy aimed at making gay teenagers straight, although the law is on hold during a court challenge. This is NPR.